There is a famous machlokes Beis Hillel Beis Shammai regarding the Seder HaKiddush, regarding the order of Kiddush, Friday evening, Leil Shabbos. Beis Shammai says, Mekaddish al hayom, va'akakak mevarach al hayayin. And Beis Hillel says, mevarach al hayayin, va'akak al hayom. So we know there are basically two parts to the Kiddush. There's the major part of the Kiddush Mekadesh HaShabbos, Baruch HaShem Mekadesh HaShabbos, and there is the Borei Pri HaGafen. So what is the order of the Kiddush? So Beis Shammai says, first Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then you make Borei Pri HaGafen. And the way we paskin, like Beis Hillel, first we make Borei Pri HaGafen, and then we make Mekadesh HaShabbos. So when the Gemara gives halachic distinctions, it has to do with Tadiyah V'Sheinu Tadiyah, perhaps Beis Hillel says you do Borei Pri HaGafen first because we make the Borei Pri HaGafen more often. So there's a halachic discussion on it, but Rav Zevin actually, it gives an interesting explanation, B'derech Machshava. He wants to say, we all know there's a fundamental difference between Beis Hillel, Beis Shammai. Like, it's nowhere in the Gemara, but in the Sifrei Kabbalah, this isn't in the Gemara. Eilu ve'eilu divro kim chayim. That we have machlokas and disputes in the Talmud. It's not that one's right, one's wrong. You only kapaskin like one. As Rav Soloveitchik used to always say, you mean when I learn Beis Hillel, I'm not getting Talmud Torah? Of course I am. Eilu ve'eilu divro kim chayim. It's dynamic. When it comes to a psak, you have to pass. I can't make Kiddush making the wine first and the wine last. Unless I can make two great prayer guffins, the bracha levatola. But in which you have to have a horah. But in terms of lamdis, machshava, but both could be right. Or both are right. It's a matter of which way we follow and when. So Rav Zevin points out that we have a tradition, or Bapi Kabbalah, that we follow Beis Hillel, but Yemos HaMashiach, we're going to go follow Beis Shammai. Why? Because now we're in Midas HaRachamim. We're not ready for Beis Shammai, but later on we will. So different reasons why. But Beis Shammai is known as the more stern one, Midas HaDin, and Beis Hillel is the picture of the grandfather, you're sitting on his lap, he's giving you treats, etc. So, Beis Shammai says, well, of course, what do you mean? Shabbos comes, we jump right into it. Baruch HaKadosh Shabbos, of course, we're going to be so excited. 6 days a week, we work, we can't wait for the Shabbos, we jump right into it. Okay, then you make Borei Pri HaGafen, because Chazal said to give a chashiva should make it over a cup of wine. Beis Hillel says, ideally, I wish Beis Shammai was right. I wish we did feel it, but unfortunately, that's not the way it goes. We spend a whole week in the world of Parnassa, Gashmias, hopefully some Ruchnias also, and then we have a one day of rest, the Shabbos. So we can't just jump in. We're not angels. We're not machines. You can't just turn them on. It takes time. It really would be great if we could just turn it on right away. And usually haste makes waste. If you do that, usually it doesn't last. We see that with certain Bali Tshuva. So therefore, you have to get yourself ready. So we know, why makes a person, it takes the edge off, brings him to Simcha, in Simcha Layayin. So let's start off, make a Borei Pri HaGafen, and get it going with the wine, and then good, now I'm ready to Mekadesh the Shabbos. So that's how Rav Zevin explains the Machlokes B'Machshava, whether you jump right into it or not. We generally say Sua Meira V'Aseitov, like the Haggadah Leil Pesach, some point has the exception, Kadesh Urachat, usually first we wash off our hands, clean ourselves, then we jump into it. But the night of Pesach is different with the Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's how Rav Zalman explains, and that's how he explains that was the Eish Zara Asher Lo Tziva Hashem. That was the mistake of Nadav Avihu. It's true that we do Paskin like Beis Hillel. There's nothing wrong with having wine. But when you're in the Makam HaMikdash and you're setting the stage now, again, Yom Shmini Limulim is a special day. As we know, in general, the Beis HaMikdash, we have a general Asi Docha Los Asi. And Rabban writes, a whole long Rabban in Parshas Yisro by Kiddush, Asi Docha Los Asi, that Asi refers by doing actions for someone you show you love, and by reframing from prohibitions you show the fear. So generally, serving God out of love is a higher level than serving God out of fear. So hence, Asi Docha Los Asi, but the Gemara tells us we don't say it in the Beis HaMikdash, because the focus in the Beis HaMikdash is Yiras Hashem. So the effort, the Beis HaMikdash, then you can't just go ahead, have some artificial high. Outside the Beis Hillel, Nadav Avihu didn't think they were on that level, or they didn't realize they're in the mistake was they did it in the Beis HaMikdash. Because outside the Beis HaMikdash, that's what we all are. That's what human beings do, as we all know. Even that we need, and not only need, God made it, that we use artificial means to get to our goals. We know even the great Yitzchak Avinu, when Esau said, came for bracha, what did Esau say? I got to get in the mood. Go, go get me some nice ribs, the knife beef tenderloin, the knife rib steak, and then I'll be ready to give you a bracha. Or they went to Elisha. Elisha said, "Kuli minagin, get me someone to play me music." There's nothing like sitting out on the nice breeze by the mountains, the beach, and listening to some music, getting you in the mood. And we know as well as light, as the Gemara says, you can't enjoy your food if you can't see it. And light, shalom bayis, disturb your toe, etc. So we know in Judaism, we always are makadosh tachol. So that's what, so there's nothing, so Nadav Avihu was right, except Eizara Shalot Tziva Hashem. When you're on Yom Shemini Lumilum, you're most one of the most important days, and you're in the Beis HaMikdash, now's not the time. In the Beis HaMikdash, the focus is on Yira. We go with Beis Shammai, Midas Adin. You have to jump right in. You don't take, if God doesn't command you, don't deviate one iota from the command, when especially the whole Mishkan's Kashya Tziva Hashem as Moshe, so especially when the Mishkan, don't deviate one little bit from the plan. And in fact, that's what they point out, the Gedolei Hasidim, like saying over that after the Rebbe did Tashlich, so the Hasidim came up and picked up the sins. And the Rebbe is, for the Rebbe, it's a sin, but for the Hamonam, it's a mitzvah. So too, in the Beis HaMikdash, what Nadav Avihu did, to get drunk, to have wine. However, outside the Beis HaMikdash is a mitzvah, and Chazal command us every Shabbos, every Yontif, every Simcha, to have to go ahead and take the wine of Makadoshek, the famous Medrash Tanchuma by Noach, when after the flood, so the Malach or the Satan came down and said, let's make a deal. And they slaughtered four animals, a lamb, lion, monkey, and pig. So what did the four animals signify? They weren't even all kosher. So Chazal tell us, Chazal were well aware of the dangers of wine. As we'll see, that what if you drink a little more wine than you should, you become as sleepy as a lamb. You drink a little more than that, you become as fearless as a lion. You drink a little more than that, you start jumping around like a monkey. And you drink totally to the excess, you start acting like a pig, vomiting, throwing up, cursing, etc. So that's what the Chazal are telling us to Makadosh Shachol. Chazal were well aware of the dangers of wine, and yet every Friday night, every Yontif, every Bris, every wedding, they instituted to bring his wine, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, the Gashmias in this world. And therefore, in the Beis HaMikdash, it was a mistake. Nadav Avihu, Yom Shemini, don't deviate from the plan, don't take external matters into at that point, but during normal life, You come home after a hard week, or not so hard week. You want to enter the Shabbos. How have I? We can just jump in and feel it, but we have to go slowly. That's why probably could be why they instituted the Kabbalah Shabbos, the Kalbach, meaning to get you in, to start getting you into it. But ultimately, that's what the wine signifies, and hence, that's the way we paskin in the Beis Hamikdash. Perhaps Beis Shammai is right in this world. But we go with Beis Hillel, that first Mevarach HaLayayin, create the mood, V'achakach, Mekadish HaLayom.